Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, high winds came into our area as predicted yesterday evening, continuing through the morning this morning, causing power outages throughout the tri-state region. Connecticut appears to be the least hit, but there were still power outages in Connecticut, as Eversource reported fewer than two in Falls Village, seven in Cornwall, 37 in Kent, fewer than two in Norfolk. North Canaan had fewer than three. Salisbury appears to be the hardest hit in Connecticut with 480. Sharon had no power outages. Meanwhile, for the Mid-Hudson Valley, thousands of Hudson Valley residents went to bed without power last night. Thousands could also expect to be without power this morning. Punishing winds expected to remain in the area through early this morning knocked out utility service for more than 20,000 people last night. The brunt of the damage was felt in Ulster County. Central Hudson had more than 12,000 gas and electric corporation customers without power before midnight. Meanwhile, in the Berkshires, gusty winds have been linked to power losses in Dalton and other Berkshire towns. The region's two electric utilities reporting power losses due to limbs falling on lines, particularly in Dalton, where 374 customers were without power. Now, of course, Great Barrington, New Marlborough, Hancock also without power. Power should be restored for all by early this morning. More people in Connecticut are now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccination. Eligibility expanded to people 55 and older on Monday. That is causing now a wait for vaccinations. Governor Ned Lamont said pre-K-12 staff and child care professionals in Connecticut were also eligible, as are 55 to 64. He acknowledged that the newly eligible may not be able to make appointments immediately due to limited supplies. Quote, "We know people are eager, but it'll take time to get everybody scheduled," Lamont said. End quote. Now, Lamont also told the Waterbury Regional Chamber of Commerce he anticipates relaxing coronavirus-related restrictions in mid-March if the current encouraging trends in the outbreak continue in Connecticut. Specifically, he said he anticipates raising the current attendance limits for indoor and outdoor events at commercial venues in a month, provided the viral outbreak does not take a turn for the worse again. He also indicated that reopening rules could be loosened up at that time. Lamont said improving public health conditions are making it possible to relax more coronavirus restrictions. A positive test rate of 2.3% was reported Thursday, the lowest in over 3.5 months. Governor Cuomo announced New York State Clinical Advisory Task Force unanimously recommended the use of Janssen Pharmaceuticals and Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines in New York State, following the FDA's advisory committee's recommendation for emergency use authorization. Meetings going on today in and around our tri-state region. In Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen this morning from 8 until 10, and the regular meeting of the Board of Education at the Lee X. Kellogg School at 6 p.m. In Salisbury today at 9 o'clock, the Historic District Commission will meet. In Cornwall, 4 o'clock to 5:30, Cornwall Reads, Great Fiction via Zoom. 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meetings via Zoom. At 7:30, the Cornwall Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. In Kent, coming up tomorrow, the Board of Education meets at Kent Center School, a regular meeting at 5 p.m. In Sheffield tomorrow, the Select Board has their working meeting at 5:30, the regular Select Board meeting at 7 o'clock. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Finance meets at 6 p.m. Joint Village-Town Police Committee meeting will take place for Millerton and Town of Northeast. That'll happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held via Zoom teleconference. Pine Plain Central School District regular Board of Education meeting will happen tomorrow at the Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Library. Town of Dover's Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting happens tomorrow. Also, the Region 1 Board of Education Communications Subcommittee meeting meets on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That is a Zoom meeting. Ankrum on Thursday at 7 p.m. will have a Planning Board meeting. That is also via Zoom. Every Saturday in March, the Bard College Center for Civic Engagement holding a STEM program through the Northeast Millerton Library from 1 to 2:30 with a different Kiwi Company box theme. Each student will get their own box with all materials necessary for a hands-on STEM project, and will be guided through the process by a Bard STEM fellow over Zoom. You can sign up at tinyurl.com/2br9pkx. Author and environment writer Ben Goldfarb, Beavers and What They Do to Benefit Us, happening on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Scoville Library. It is free. More information at 860-435-2838 or scovillelibrary.org. D.M. Hunt Library Zoom event, Beekeeping with Dan Carr of Beavertides Farm on Sunday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And you'll also find Salisbury Bank and Trust at salisburybankandtrust.com on the web. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,535.51. The NASDAQ at 13,588.83. And the S&P 500 at 3901.82. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.